News from UNIFIL. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti clarified the mission's distinct role under Security Council Resolution 1701, emphasizing that its mandate remains monitoring and reporting violations of the resolution, and that it will support the cessation of hostilities arrangements through the new mechanism.
UNIFIL under Security Council Resolution 1701 has the mandate to monitor and report on violations of the resolutions. We have no mandate in reporting of violations of the cessation of hostilities arrangement. So it's very different. UNIFIL continues to assist in the confliction, supporting the LAF, supporting humanitarian missions, monitoring and reporting to the Security Council on violations of 1701, but also supporting the parties to implement 1701 and the cessation of hostilities. With the commencement of the cessation of hostilities on the 27th of November, UNIFIL has been planning to rapidly strengthen its capabilities in several areas, engineering, the mining, and also so that the mission can resume patrols and other operational movement.
Regarding the newly established monitoring mechanism, Tinenti highlighted that UNIFIL's role in this mechanism remains focused on implementing Resolution 1701.
The mechanism is chaired by the US, including France. UNIFIL is participating to these meetings, but with the main goal linked to the implementation of 1701. Our activities and role have not changed. We are still present on the ground and ready to support the work of the mechanisms to bring back stability to this region, strengthening the role of the LAF in the south, bring back state authority and also the population to the south of Lebanon.
On 3 December, UNIFIL's Italian peacekeepers donated essential supplies, including blankets, food, medicine, and hygiene kits, to support 1,500 internally displaced people in South Lebanon. The donations were handed over in tier to local hospitals and authorities to aid those affected by the recent violence across the Blue Line. With many families returning home after the 27 November cessation of hostilities arrangement, this assistance comes at a critical time, helping communities recover. Officials including Hassan Ibou, president of the Tier Union of Municipalities, Afif Bezzi, mayor of Bintish Bail, and Faraj Ahmedi, director of Jabal Amel Hospital, expressed appreciation for UNIFIL's ongoing support during this challenging period. UNIFIL's Republic of Korea Battalion has provided essential aid to communities returning home after the cessation of hostilities arrangement began. On December 4, peacekeepers visited Shabriha village close to Tir City, donating 200 bottles of detergent and 250 boxes containing food, hygiene items, baby products, and other supplies. The donations aim to support residents who have returned to their homes after fleeing the violence that erupted in September. Commander of Republic of Korea Battalion Colonel Yu expressed commitment to assisting villagers in rebuilding their lives, while Shabriha Mukhtar Ridaun thanked the peacekeepers for their ongoing support to the community. On 5 December, UNIFIL Italian peacekeepers, in coordination with the Tier Municipal Crisis Unit, organized a meeting led by Major Annalisa Di Candia, gender advisor for the UNIFIL Italian contingent, to discuss the impacts of war and displacement on women. The Tier Municipal Crisis Unit currently hosts 7,300 displaced people who couldn't return to their villages yet. The discussions between Major Di Candia and the women, characterized by a deeply empathetic and engaging face-to-face approach, sparked a conversation about real-life challenges. Commenting at the end of the meeting, Major Di Candia said, "These women demonstrate strong leadership and mutual solidarity, which are crucial for community resilience." She added, "Supporting women helps rebuild communities and promotes gender equality during this difficult period."